This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, another reason for women to keep watch on their blood pressure. A recent study found blood pressure begins to increase at younger ages and at a faster rate in women than in men. I talked about the study with Dr. Talika Jan, a cardiologist with the Texas Health Network.
They're looking at differences in men and women by measuring something called blood pressure trajectory over the life course.
Which means?
They collected the sequential blood pressure data on these patients starting from young ages over their lifetime, and they compared how the blood pressure was increasing compared to their baseline blood pressure. And they plotted the rate of increase of blood pressure, not just the absolute value, but the rate of increase.
They were wanting to measure how much blood pressure increases over time.
Right.
Why did they want to know that?
The American Heart Association publishes data every year about how blood pressure compares between men and women and different ethnicities and how that relates to different cardiovascular outcomes, stroke, and that type of thing. But they were looking at how does the rate of change compare between men and women. And they have made some suggestions of how that might impact women. And one of the things that they talked about is that looking at the rate of change may explain how blood vessels affect heart disease and stroke. And if this rate of change in the future maybe needed to be another marker to look at, and maybe even to predict who needs to be treated at a certain level.
Any signs we can find to keep a handle on this problem.
Right.
Now, the study found blood pressure begins to increase at younger ages in women than in men, and it goes up at a faster rate. Why does that happen?
It's not completely clear, but some of the possibilities are hormonal changes between men and women. Some of the sex hormones like estrogen and progesterone we know affect women in pregnancy and change during menopause. The average age of menopause is 49. We can see from the study and many other studies that by age 60, women have very significant blood pressure. And also that's when we see more of their cardiovascular problems. They actually surpass men by age 60. Those women who have hypertension, they surpass men with their prevalence of heart disease and stroke, and their outcomes in the stroke are worse.
Now, this change in blood pressure, this begins or becomes more apparent in women in their 20s?
By age 30, they can see that the rate of increase in women is more than men. They've surpassed men in their absolute numbers by about age 60, but the rate of change is much faster in women than in men.
I would think women that young, you wouldn't have that problem.
Blood pressure is multifactorial. There's so many factors that impact it: weight, diet, hormone levels, other medications, stress factors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not completely clear, but those factors plus hormones and maybe some difference in male and female genetics may impact it as well.
You may have alluded to this, but don't women tend to be older than men when they develop heart disease?
That's the belief, that they're about 10 years older than compared to men when they develop or show their heart disease. But there are also some types of diseases that are more prevalent in women earlier. We know that they have a certain kind of congestive heart failure called congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. That means that they have heart failure or congestive heart failure, which means they store fluid in places they shouldn't, such as their lungs or their legs, but their heart function is normal. That's actually called diastolic dysfunction, and is very highly related to blood pressure. So that's one finding in women that's more than men. They also have something called microvascular disease more than men. So people are concerned about blockages in the heart arteries, which lead to heart attacks. Women have this problem at a microvascular level. So if we do something called an angiogram and take pictures of their heart arteries, we may not see significant heart blockages that we can see with our naked eye, but microvascular is something you have to see under the microscope. They have disease there that causes symptoms and causes cardiovascular problems.
So a study like this gives us what? More of an idea of things to look for that we normally might not see.
I think that's the benefit, to really make sure people monitor their blood pressure more frequently and earlier. I don't want people to be scared. I want them to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a treatable problem. If you develop the levels that require interventions, it doesn't mean you have to be on medications. Depending on the cause of blood pressure, you can start with lifestyle changes: reducing your weight, exercising, limiting your alcohol, avoiding medications that raise blood pressure. And you can avoid high blood pressure if there are not other causes. It's really about prevention and being proactive about your medical care.
Dr. Jan, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.